From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. It's Friday, July 20th. Look for mostly sunny skies today, at least the start of the day. We'll see a high around 93. There's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms beginning to develop this afternoon through this evening. Some of those storms could be severe, so we'll keep an eye on the weather today. Winds by the west-southwest at 7 to 10 miles an hour. Should see clearing conditions overnight tonight with a low around 70. 10 organizations are creating a plan to address mental health issues for children in four southern Illinois counties. A $200,000 planning grant from the Illinois Children's Healthcare Foundation will help Centerstone, SIU, the Jackson County Health Department, and others to develop a three-tier plan for at-risk youth in Jackson, Williamson, Franklin, and Perry counties. Centerstone CEO John Markley says they'll work together on community education and treatment.
We're in many of the schools and work with many of the schools, and this is addressing many significant issues that we're seeing not only in the health departments and the hospitals and in the FQHCs, but it's addressing many issues that we're seeing in mental health and with our youth today in the school systems.
Markley says if the planning process is successful, in November of 2019, Centerstone and its partners will receive a second grant of $2.1 million over 6 years to implement their plans. A series of Illinois laws meant to reduce the number of kids getting kicked out of school appears to have worked, but as education reporter Dusty Rhodes explains, they also seem to have magnified racial disparities in school discipline.
This is one of those good news, bad news stories. The good news is suspensions and expulsions in Illinois public schools are way down ever since the legislature passed a series of reforms beginning in 2014. The bad news is they haven't fallen nearly as fast for black students as they have for whites. Kaylin Belsha covers education for the Chicago Reporter, and she analyzed 3 years of discipline data from the State Board of Education.
If you reduce the overall number, obviously black students are being suspended and expelled less often. But when you compare them to their white classmates and see who gets suspended and expelled more, black students are being expelled at even more disproportionate rates.
In 2015, black students were 4.5 times more likely than whites to be suspended or expelled. Last year, they were 6 times more likely. I'm Dusty Rhodes.
A child was killed in a traffic crash yesterday morning in Union County. Illinois State Police say a semi heading south on Interstate 57 left the road, went into a ditch, and landed on the driver's side. The crash killed a 12-year-old boy who was ejected from the semi. The 34-year-old driver from Texas had to be extricated. He suffered non-life-threatening injuries. I-57 at milepost 23 was closed for several hours so a crew could clean up the crashed scene. An escapee from the Pulaski County Detention Center is back in custody. The Union County Sheriff's Office assisted the Pulaski County Sheriff's Office in apprehending 18-year-old Alexis Chacon yesterday. Chacon was one of two inmates to escape on Tuesday. The other inmate had already been recaptured. Well, the story of a Southern Illinois soldier killed in action 100 years ago this week came back to life on the U.S. House floor. Paul Stout was the young Marine from Murfreesboro who gave his life on the front lines in France during World War I. Murfreesboro U.S. Representative Mike Bost spoke about his hometown hero yesterday in Washington.
Paul Stout, American Legion Post 127, is my hometown American Legion Post in Murfreesboro, and it's named after Private Stout. I had the opportunity this last year to visit the battleground at Belleau Wood, where he fought just a month and a half before passing in a battle later on farther into France. I can tell you, it was a truly moving experience.
Bost says Stout was awarded the Purple Heart and Bronze Star for valor. Well, the June jobless rate for Illinois remained at 4.3%, the same as in May, but more than 18,000 jobs were added. State Department of Employment Security spokesperson Bob Goff says it's a good trend.
I just think you look at now this time of the year with summer moving on, and you know, we've had some large gains in leisure and hospitality. Those helped, also professional and business services.
Goff says big gains were also seen in government. The largest job losses last month were in the trade, transportation, and utility industries. Well, after recently being called the most boring city in Missouri by the website Business Insider, Cape Girardeau has found its way onto a more favorable list. Architectural Digest has named the River City the prettiest town in the Show Me State. In compiling a list for every state, the publication writes, although Cape Girardeau may be more widely known for the movie Gone Girl, it's also a sweet little town on the banks of the Mississippi River with a uniquely designed suspension bridge, antique clocks in its downtown area, and beautiful hiking spots. Architectural Digest also calls Galena the prettiest town in Illinois because of its well-preserved 19th-century mansions. You pick farms and activities that celebrate the outdoors, such as horseback riding. Weather-wise today, maybe some horseback riding this morning. This afternoon, you may want to keep the umbrella handy and keep an eye on the sky. We'll see mostly sunny skies today, then a 30% chance of some showers and thunderstorms developing this afternoon into tonight. Some of those storms could potentially be severe, so you want to keep an eye on those. We'll see a high today around 93. Winds will be out of the west-southwest at 7 to 10 miles an hour. Then a gradual clearing overnight, becoming mostly clear with an overnight low of 70. Tomorrow, more sunshine, high of 87. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.